flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, obviously getting ready for Sunday. So, you know, every once in a while, we just, for a minute, tap into a different topic because there are a few other things going on in sports. And one is that Joel played last night. And I want to play some audio for you of what he said, last night, because while he played very well, he said something yesterday that really concerned me big picture for his career in the Sixers. And I do feel bad for him because I think he's been legitimately injured. We all know he doesn't have the greatest will. Everybody knows that. There's no sugarcoating that. But it strikes me like what you're about to hear is audio that speaks to an athlete whose spirit has been further broken beyond what we even knew. And this disturbed me. Here's Joel last night.
You spoke about the unpredictability of how your knee feels with 33 regular season games left. What can you expect in terms of your availability over those 33 games?
I don't know. Wish I could play every game. You know, my goal is to be available and play every game. Whatever God decides, from that point on, I can't control it. I can only control what I can do every single day, what I should focus on, what keeps me on the floor, and whatever happens, I don't really worry about, how many games I'm going to play and, how much I'm going to be available. The goal is to be available every single night. And if God wants it to happen, good. If it doesn't, back to the drawing board.
You know, when I heard that, I thought, oh, man, this is worse than I even thought. Because, and look, I don't want to make this a God conversation. It's not my intent. My point is this. He sounds to me like he's on the road to Andrew Luck. I'm not saying he's going to retire and leave $150 million on the table. Okay, I'm not saying that. But, John, he strikes me when I hear that like an athlete who's so beaten down by the injuries that the will, which was never the greatest will, may never even get back to what it was.
Well, I don't remember hearing
because now it's like in God's
like
hands and all. It's like, oh man,
Has he spoken like that before?
Not that
like
I remember.
Leaving it to a higher power.
I don't remember that. Yeah. So
I guess you can take it that way, the way that you're taking it, where he's sort of like fatalistic about it.
Yep.
He's saying, well, you know what? I can't control this any longer, so I'm going to send it on up to the big guy.
Yeah.
There's also, I don't know. I guess there's the possibility that's he's just looking for an excuse. I don't know.
This could go in about three or four different directions, but it's just not, whatever it is, it's not good. And I do believe he's legitimately injured. And there are guys like Grant Hill and Anthony Hardaway and a ton of players that played an extra 7-8 years, but just never really that great again. Obviously, he can still be great, but the question is, can he sustain greatness? He was great last night. One game doesn't get you anything. One game gets you 2.5 hours. You know, what we need is, three, four more years.
Troubling.
You know? I mean, like,
after this game, does he need to rest for another week and a half?
Again. Yeah, not playing again tonight. So, is it more than just tonight?
Right.
And then if they do make the playoffs, is he actually capable of playing four straight games, let alone, 25 straight games?
It doesn't feel like that's even
possible. The God's hand thing bothers me because a lot of, the injuries are one thing, but it's why they traded Luka Doncic. They were afraid that his conditioning issues, his non-commitment at 25.
No question.
And the Sixers have just always let this fester. And play for sympathy ain't working.
Today. All right, let's get the phones going. So obviously, if you want to comment on the MB thing, it's on the table. But the big thing is the Eagles, the Chiefs, and obviously, I ask you again: do you think we are underestimating the Chiefs a lot, a little bit? Where do you stand on that? Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Embiid is ass. I can't stand him. How did he get a contract this offseason? Tell me, who did the physical?
Well, they probably didn't do a good enough physical.
It is. We probably don't talk about it enough. How unbelievable it is they gave him acceptance.
Yeah, I agree. Do a good enough physical?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
How did that slip by?
I don't have an answer to that.
God, he's just got such a great reputation.
They even did one? They probably are just like, here's the money, man. We don't care. You're fine.
Anything's possible.
It drives me nuts, man. Just get rid of him, please. Put him in the physical room. Let him do physicals on people. I can't talk about him. 1 in 125,000. That's the number Ross Tucker threw out yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what that is, Joe?
I do, and it's one of the more amazing things I've ever heard. The 17 straight wins in one score games, and that was the odds that a team would be able to accomplish that.
Correct.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
How do you arrive at that?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, you just keep multiplying out. I mean, you know.
Wow. Now, obviously, that is based on all teams and all that. Like, the Chiefs would have a higher percentage because they have Patrick Mahomes and all this type of stuff. It's not like an apples-to-apples type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand your point.
So, odds are, if it comes down to it, they're not going to win a one-score game. But
I don't think that's how odds work.
I don't. Eventually, he's got to run out, right?
Dan, go ahead. Make your point.
As far as the Chiefs, I don't think anybody's underestimated them, Joe. I think everybody around here respects the Chiefs. They know they're a good team. I just think that we are confident that we are a better team, and I think that it's a good mindset. It's the right mindset. It's not like, you know, a lot of years where we're like, oh, you know, we're better, and you kind of know that maybe we're not. But I hands down think we are a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs, all the way around except for the quarterback. I mean,
so here's what.
Mahomes
the distinction.
Is an amazing player, but
here's the distinction I'll give you, Dan. The hands down comment in there. I think the Eagles are a better team. I can't tell you I feel it in my bones in the way that I'd say definitely, hands down, no doubt. Like it's those little phrases that I hear some people say that tips me off that people are underestimating the Chiefs.
It's not underestimated. It's not about the Chiefs. I think we are hands down the best.
No, I know you do.
I know you do. Particularly at the Chiefs, and we deserve to go in there and know that and feel that. And
sure.
And that's it. Yeah, the Chiefs are a good team, but they're not going to be on our level on Sunday.
Dan, I agree. I think they're a very good team. I think we're a very good team. I think we are slightly better. I think we can overpower them with our run game. I know that it's going to be a battle, a back and forth. And what they've done is they've positioned themselves to where when it's close, they let Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid just sort of take over. And you guys, hey, maybe Travis Kelce, you go figure out a way to find a hole in that zone and catch a touchdown to win this whole thing. They figure out those ways. But we can overpower our way to where they can't come out, where they can't dig out of a hole. I hope we get to that
no question.
Point.
Yeah.
I think it's very possible we will. I think it's perceivable that our roster, the way that we've developed and improved this year, that's something that the coaches have talked a lot about. Yeah. The way these players continue to evolve. Man, our team is so much better than they were just halfway through the season.
I agree with that entirely. Dan, give me a big answer. What song should they come out to?
You need something with a good intro and then the words bang after that. How about Rough Riders by DMX?
You got it, man.